13 miss is Serge Lisny. Race 7, number 12, Serge Lisny. That's the information for Newcastle. Port Macquarie's our other New South Wales tab meeting today. They got 3 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. It remains overcast. The track is soft 5 and the rail is true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 3. Number 3. Race 3 is clear. The 4th at Port Macquarie. Scratchings are 1, 4 and 8. 1, 4, 8. Race 5, it's 2 and 7. 2 and 7. Race 6 clear and race 7, take out number 3. Number 3. The Caulfield in Melbourne, a hot day there, 37 degrees. They've watered, putting 10 millimetres on each of the last 3 days. It's a good 4 and the rail at 3 metres. Race 1, number 7, See Me Exceed. Number 7 is out. Race 2, number 3, Wall Street Wolf. Number 3. The 3rd, number 1, Mert the Flirt. 2, Merpakir, 7, Royal Spinner, and 9, Sharing. 1, 2, 7, and 9. The 4th, number 1, Canenda, 6, Dream First, and 10, Entrice's Reward. 1, 6, and 10. Race 5 at Caulfield, number 6, Backstreet Lover, 8, La Volt, and 11, Fudged. 6, 8, and 11. Race 6, number 1, Exclusive Lass, and 10, Lady Trickster, 1 and 10. Race 7, Caulfield, 1, Dr. Care, 3, Cootalan, 4, Hursley, and 12, Manapine, 1, 3, 4, and 12. And race 8 is clear, that's right, race 8 clear, and race 9, number 11, Pure Addiction, race 9, number 11. That's the information for Caulfield. Now, the Gold Coast, they've had rain overnight. They've had, up till now, 15 millimetres of rain. The worst of it has certainly gone through now. It should improve. At the moment, they've marked it a soft 6 with a penetrometer of 4.9. As I say, the forecast is that it is meant to clear through the day or through the morning. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 at the moment, take out 2, Ameridon, 3, Imagine All the People, and the emergency number 11, 2, 3, and 11. The 3rd at the moment is clear. Race 4, number 2, Harada Bay, number 2. Race 5 at the Gold Coast, 4, Mini Meld, 5, Sir Donald, 8, Amber Jewel, and then the emergencies, 16, 18, 19, and 20. That's 4, 5, 8, 16, 18, 19, and 20 currently out of the 5th. Race 6, 5, Whiskey All Round, and 18, Oberland, 5 and 18. Race 7, take out 2, Oberland, 4, Jack Lancaster, 5, Umagini, 7, Exine, 11, My Flynn Flicker, and 17, Shower of Hearts. 2, 4, 5, 7, 11, and 17. And race 8, take out 6, Denarius, and 9, Ultra Finito, 6 and 9. That's the information for the Gold Coast as it stands right now. And Morfordville Parks, that's right, we're on the inner track today in Adelaide. It's going to be hot there as well. They put 9 millimetres of irrigation on yesterday. These are interim scratchings. The penetrometer is 5.44. Race 1, take out 2, McCum. Race 1, number 2. Race 2, number 6, Peninsula Links, number 6. Race 3, number 1, Carvaloche, and 6, Kung's Leiden, 1 and 6. Race 4, Morfordville Parks, take out 5, Caradoc Kid, number 5. Race 5, 9, Tipperary Lil, number 9. Race 6, number 3, Majestic Moment, and 7, Distillation, 3 and 7. Race 7, 4, Planet Voyage, 6, Brinvari Equator, 11, Swing Like It Says, and 12, Ash Hero, 4, 6, 11, and 12. And Race 8, the scratchings are 2, Spirit of Endeavour, 3, Lord Topper, 4, Let's Get Ready, 6, Rhine Detar, 10, Infinity Queen, and 15, Another L. 2, 3, 4, 6, 10, and 15. That's the information for Morfordville Parks. Peter Ellis will preview that meeting this morning at 11 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio takes you far and wide for the very best Country Cups action. This Sunday, Cowra hosts their two big cups. At Coffs Harbour, it's Pink Silks Race Day. For all the latest, don't miss Racing HQ from 10 Sunday morning here on Sky Sports Radio.
This January, the Gold Coast plays host to the Southern Hemisphere's finest horse flesh. Recent graduates of the Magic Millions Gold Coast Yearling Sale include Awesome Rock, Capitalist, Global Glamour, and the world's best galloper on turf, Winx. Progeny by Australia's leading sires, plus first season stallions including Epaulette, Sizzling and Zoostar. Go under the hammer from January 11 at Magic Millions, Australia's undisputed number one sale for Group 1 winners. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
If you love a bet, then WeedBet, you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today and a $20,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today. See tab.com.au for details.
It is Sky Sports Radio at 8:05. Ron Dubbasy, Mike Fraser with us, and Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, Mark Van Gestel. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I presume you'll be out there reasonably early just to have a look around Warwick Farm to see if there's any improvement.
Yeah, we'll be out there a couple of hours before the first, Andrew. And obviously the weather we've had hasn't been of assistance. But look, it's raced pretty well the last few meetings. Warwick Farm's got a good cover of grass. So hopefully we get some improvement today with the sun out.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's warming up 29 degrees or something around that mark. So hopefully it'll kick in early. What have you got for our listeners, mate?
Yeah, Andrew, out of the first race, Single Bullet, well documented in the Magic Millions at Wyong. It missed the start and then got crowded soon after that. Suffered a bit of backwash from interference at about the 500-metre mark, and then over the concluding stages, just inclined to shift ground outwards. And it did have a minor laceration. I heard Gary Portelli speak about it earlier to the off-four cannon post-race, but not many things went right for it first up, and we all saw the way that it finished the race off. Over the third, Andrew and Lycia, we did speak to Matthew McGilvray in respect to his ride at Randwick on Boxing Day, and just in respect to the option he took on the turn to go back to the inside, it resulted in the horse being held up for clear running until about the 100 metres. It was desperately unlucky, beaten just on three lengths when it finished seventh behind Invincible Knight, but it certainly should have finished much closer than what the form suggests.
Right.
Another one in a similar category, Andrew, in race six, Rock Malady at Rosehill, 24th of December, beaten a half length by Louis C.K., but it didn't get out until about the 200-metre mark, and its final 200 metres was pretty good in the circumstances. Take it into race eight, and Ziggy Willie finished second behind Suspense on the 24th of December, just beaten ahead. But look, it raced wide without cover throughout the event, was exposed a long way from home, and I thought its effort in the circumstances to hang on was quite good. In that same race, what could be, form shows it finished last of 13 behind ISO, which only beaten five lengths on the 10th of December, but it missed a kick and then it was held up for clear running for the majority of the straight and it couldn't really be tested at all. So I put a pen through that run and it just never had any luck at all on the straight.
Right.
And finally, Andrew, in race nine, Sonic Switch on the 24th of December, the same race behind Louis C.K. was beaten a length when finishing sixth. It missed the start, was crowded for him shortly afterwards, and then it was also briefly held up in the early part of the straight before running home quite well. So it probably should have finished a little closer than what he did, Andrew.
All right, so there's some crucial notes heading towards Warwick Farm today. Good on you, Mark. We'll keep the situation monitored with the track.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. How do we introduce him?
Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day.
Oh, please.
Take your pick.
All rolled into one. The professional golfer. He's only going to work at TAB part-time in the future.
That's all he's doing now.
Ronnie, please.
For listeners,
you've packed the Winnebago for Queensland.
Just about.
For the listeners that aren't aware, he played golf. He plays golf regularly, but earlier in the week, he went around his local and scored just one over par, which is quite remarkable. Glenn, Jason, Tiger, good morning.
Aloha, Andrew, from Kapalua here in
the clubhouse
Hawaii.
Leader.
Are you playing in the Tournament of Champions?
Playing in the Tournament of Champions here at Kapalua in Maui. Johnny Walker and I have... heading up the leaderboard here after the first round. No, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, Michael. Yes, it was...
Johnny Walker. You're infatuated by drink.
No, that's his real name.
Is it Johnny Walker?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It's Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that the only course you can play on? Like, is that your sort
no.
of...
No.
You're like a creaker. You're like the old creaker.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a bloke promises to take me to the Australian. I won't mention his name, but he's not too far from us at the moment. It has been promising me, actually, from before Jack Nicklaus redesigned it in about the 70s.
Now that you've shot that round, I will take you out there.
Well done.
Wherever you've got, never won the comp, mind you.
And just confirming, there were other players with you.
Yeah. Chris Roots from the Sydney Morning Herald was
there. Well, he joined in. Two peas in a pod.
He got lapped.
The ex-president of the Bankstown Golf Club, Mr. Michael Keeble, was with me as well. Behind me was Mr. Peter Barrett, Peter Raper. The club captain was behind me.
We get to the one-hour show.
Let's move.
Righto.
Before we move on, congratulations aren't just in order for Glenn. It's for you too, Andrew. You actually are the only person I know that have driven Ray Thomas to a holiday overseas. You've just hammered the poor bugger to work over the Christmas period and he just said no more. He's out of the country.
Well, you wouldn't believe who I text last night. And he responded from his holiday this morning at 5:30, and he's pretty keen for work next weekend, so he'll be back next week.
Ray Thomas is the only bloke I know who is actually on holidays but still worked Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday and the public holidays over Christmas. Yeah. He's actually on leave from News Limited, but he's only decided to work 4.5 days a week while he's on holiday.
No, he's going all right. All right, we better get cracking here for our listeners. They want the winners. They want the markets for Warwick Farm and the First Glen comes up here at 12:40. Free entry today.
Yeah, and it's the happy 2017 handicap here. The two-year-old's the first, kicking off at 20:20, and a shorty in single bullet at $1.45. Call Me Trouble at $8. Colesberg is an $11 chance. Radiant Choice with a tongue tie on today, and they've taken the winkers off from its run at Wyong. It's a $4.20 chance. Done a Ton with blinkers on is an $81 chance. Tiama ran last night at Canterbury. The deduction here, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. It was also scratched from Newcastle. Charlie Chap at $41. Well, you had to see it to believe it at Wyong, single bullet, and didn't stop the putter spearing in here. He actually went up odds against with Tiamo in the field. He went up 210 with Tiamo at 350. By last night, he was into this $1.45 quote. He was into $1.70 with Tiamo, a $5 chance, and after Tiamo came out, they put him up $1.45 this morning. A little bit of money for Call Me Trouble, but basically no interest in the rest of the field.
Speed in the race, well, obviously Radiant Choice is our designated leader for sure and certain. Call Me Trouble should drop in behind it. What else have we got there? Colesberg, the first starter, has got a little bit of speed. Now, this favourite, drawn the outside, it was well documented. He was a little bit tardy away there at Wyong. You would think if he comes away cleanly, he could be in some sort of a forward spot, but we've only got six runners, so he's not going to be too far away. But Radiant Choice gets solo lead here, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, he's rock bottom odds here, $1.45, but it's hard to tip against him. He looks a nice horse. It was obviously an eye-catching debut in what looks a very strong race. Sounds like he's held in high regard by Gary Portelli, who's got a good line with the two-year-olds, with a couple racing well already in the stable, and by all reports, he can handle everything in his yard. So the great uncertainty of you know, we're starting on a heavy track here, and obviously these horses haven't had much experience on it. But one's on top. I think Radiant Choices should be closer to him in the market. He did a good job chasing that hot speed of Modernity there at Wyong and had to give up there the last little bit. This is a different pressure race altogether. He'll get into his groove here with a few little gear changes, get travelling, and he'll give a good kick off the bend, this horse, and he'll take some running down. I think this may have only been at Scone, Call Me Trouble, in a six-horse field, but there was a bit of style in that win, and I wouldn't sell him short here. And best of the rest is Colesberg, who looks a strong type. He'll run this distance right out. 1-4-2-3.
Same numbers, same order, same bat cave. Just, I think, a better start and a repeat of that debut effort at Wyong. This favourite should be too good for them. To beat the four, Radiant Choice should benefit a lot from that run, and as Ronnie pointed out, sat on a pretty hot speed there. They ran good time at Wyong and was only sort of found wanting over the last, you know, 60 or 70 metres. Should travel a lot better today and have something to offer. To Call Me Trouble, ran good race day sectionals on debut, was entitled to because, you know, had run of the race stuff to suit it, but notwithstanding, it still accelerated really nicely. So it's a horse with some potential. And at number three, Colesberg, fitter for that trial. It wasn't an eye catcher, but it certainly showed that it's got some ability. And Blake Shin on board. 1-4-2-3.
And exactly the same way for race caller Darren Flindell. 1-4-2-3 in the first race. Race two also, Glenn, creates a bit of interest here for the Magic Millions Guineas because Hawks Racing have redoubled in that race.
Yes, Andrew, and he was scratching from, was it last Saturday?
Yeah, Canberra, last Saturday.
I don't know, there's been that many.
It might have been Monday.
But Michael said I think he was always going to run on this program anyway. Well, a redouble here. The Tab Rewards is the second. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,400. And redouble is the favourite, only just at $3.20. First approval at $3.30. France with blinkers on at $4.80. Celerman comes back as a gelding at $8. Argent Dior with blinkers on is a $12 chance. Jaminzar with blinkers on at $10. Arbitzum is a $9 chance, and Concessions is at $71. Best supported runner here is First Approval. Actually went up third pick at $4.20. It's into $3.30. Second pick dollar-wise is Arbitzum, although it's a drifter. $8.50 got into $8, and it's back to $9. And third pick is Argent Dor.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think Arbitzum from that good draw with Adam Hieronymus on board should roll straight to the front. Argent Dor won't be too far away. I've got the toppy coming across and possibly sitting outside it. And the other two there, First Approval from Barrier 1, it'll hold a spot, and Salaman will try and posse up somewhere just behind. But I think number 7 and should press on and lead here.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just the track conditions has floored my confidence to a certain extent here. I was hot on France here on a firmish track. I just thought he got lost when Archie Barber sprinted the other day, and he looked a beaten horse, but I really like the way he gathered himself up again late there, and I like the fact that now that he's third up with a set of blinkers on it, although he still stays at 1400, that he was ready to produce. Just, I don't know what we can read into his first start when it was a soft 7 there and he was beaten 11 lengths, but he did go round as a $21 chance that day. So I'll trust Team Snowden that they're happy to run him here and they've got confidence that he'll handle this track. I'm leaning his way, number 3, France. I think his stablemate's the danger. First Approval, he resumed in that 4-horse field, but he hit the line hard and it was a nice type that beat him. No knock on redouble. He was also beaten by a nice type last time. And there's a few improvers in this race, and Redouble has that wet track box. Like he won that race at Canterbury on a soft 6 where he beat Raymond, and then I think he went to Canterbury and was beaten on a heavy track by Raymond that day as well. So that was first last time. So he's probably advantage him with track conditions. Look for a big improvement from Jaminazar here, number 6. He was quite good winning his maiden, and then just a little disappointing when up in grade last time, but those blinkers could be the factor with him. The two Bs, blinkers and Bowman, they can do marvellous things. 3-2-1-6.
Yeah, good little race this one, isn't it? I think there's a number of chances, and I've tipped one that you haven't even mentioned there from the Waterhouse Yard, Beaterson. Look, I thought this horse has progressed quite nicely. All three runs is prep. Two starts back behind Archie Barber at Rose. Well, Archie Barber ran second. This horse ran third. Was up on a really hot speed there. Was found wanting the last little bit, but still battled on well. Then last start at Canterbury, I think if Timmy Clark could have had the first half of that race over again, no fault of Timmy's, but he just came out fizzing a little bit and he sort of over-raced and went out a little bit too hard. Got a bit of a mini rest, but I think the damage was done in the first half. And then in the straight, he was sort of down on the inside there, which was the no-go zone in that 1550 at Canterbury. I think if he controlled the tempo, coming back to 1,400 metres, he sort of ticks that wet track box for me, because I think the Canterbury one was on a heavy track, and as I said, he was down on the inside where you didn't want to be. If he can control the tempo here, I think he'll be, you know, in the mix. Redoubles the danger. He was good first up on the heavy there at Canterbury. Should be fitter. Needs to tick the 1400 box, but only lightly raced, so you can't be detrimental there. Three for third France, for all the reasons Ronnie said. Had a nice trial since between the first up and the second up effort. He's third up here. The blinkers go on. Has to tick the soft box, but, you know, we've got to take him on trust there. And for fourth, number two, First Approval. Another one that closed in the best ground first up. In last preparation, he went ahead really nicely, winning second and third up. And showed that he is a horse with some promise. So a terrific little race, but I'm going for the on-pacer here, 7-1, 3-2.
Darren Flindell likes the Hawks horse Redouble, number one, to be 2, 3, and 7. 1, 2, 3, and 7 in race number two. Ron, social media, as we know, keeps us right up to date with many things. People joining in, tagging you and I over the last couple of days that are up at the Magic Million sales, all the different companies, the properties that are selling. But I did note one here, listening on the new Sky Racing app in rural New South Wales, hearing you loud and clear, hashtag quality. So that's fantastic. Plenty of people can listen on the Tab app and also on the new radio app. It's simply downloaded through radio app, and it's got us there. It's the only racing station on that app. So there's plenty of opportunities wherever you are, Duff, including this one, this gentleman that is listening these days, wherever you go. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's always when you're out in the bush and you're trying to find some racing, and it's handy to have an app even overseas.
Yeah,
it can
listen.
Be very handy, and when you want to listen to a race, it's a good tool.
Yeah,
especially when you're in
out
areas.
And about.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Race three, the Australian Turf Club. This is for the fillies and mares, Glenn.
Yes, that's right, and you can't believe how many restaurateurs have tagged me in that. Looking forward to Magic Millions Week as well. A Harlem Lady in this third race is a $2.80 favourite. Twist Tops at $8.50. Magic As is at $4.40. Heartlings at $4.80. Lycia at $5. Rowinda at $8. And Miss Farloo, the roughie, here is an $81 chance. Boys have been having a little bit of a play with the market here this morning. Harlem Lady did go up 260, 270 this morning, now 280. It is the most popular runner. Magic As went up 340, 420 this morning, now 440. It's second pick. Heartlings, 7, went up 460 this morning, and they've just pushed it out to 480. They're the top three in race three.
Yeah, well, we've got Rowinda, Heartlings, and Magic As going forward. I'm tipping that Rowinda will press on and take up the running. The other two will posse up behind. And our other runners, Lycia and Co, they will like to find their feet. But I think the three widest runners will sort the lead.
Yeah, look, this is a very, very good betting race. Leave the bottom one out, but the other six are all going to attract good support here. You could make a case for each individual horse. I was fairly confident about Magic As before the rain. I'm going to have a second think about that by the time we get to 2 o'clock, but she was far from disgraced at Randwick there, when a beaten favourite. I just thought maybe Haywood, who's riding so well, was just outridden on the day that time. 1400, third up, suits, 2 for 2 at home here at Warwick Farm. Just a couple of probably question mark wet track runs, although she has one on a soft six here. I prefer her dry track looking form. But I'll go with her. I could easily switch to Twist Tops here. I know she hasn't won a race, and we spoke about it earlier, but I just think this is the style of race that she could just ping in and get to them quickly and get a confidence back. And $8.50 is very, very tempting to my eye. Rowinda backs up quickly here after running in a solid race at Canterbury, and I thought she'd be hard to beat if she reproduced. No knock on Harlem Lady, she's just been a bit of a tease and hard to catch on occasions, but she's certainly suited with the claim here in this class. Heartlings is one of mine, but she just has to bounce back from that last start performance. 3-2-6-1, good little race.
Yeah, once again, I've tipped one you haven't even mentioned, Lycia. Lycia, from the O'Shea Yard. She's closed quite well all three runs as preparation. She found trouble last start there at Randwick, but still, when she balanced up late in the race, she got to the line nicely. Of all the runners in this race, she is clearly the best performed wet tracker. I remember we were talking a fortnight ago. They were trying to give her a chance on a dry track there at Randwick, and everyone said, well, she's 0 from 10 on dry tracks. Well, today she gets the wet track, and that's where all her numbers are. I think if she can, you know, get into a decent spot early, and if Doyle can get her into the right running lane in the straight, as I said, she's the best performed wet tracker. 1,400 metres at Warwick Farm is ideal for her. She did win second up this track and distance last prep, so she's got good experience there. And as I say, best wet tracker. Harlem Lady for second. She's hit the line quite nicely. Both runs this prep up to 1,350. She's got good... Well, she's never actually won on a slow to heavy track, but she's been placed in 4 of her 5 runs there. 1,400 here, third up, looks ideal. 3 for 3rd, Magic As, was a good win first up. Look, I don't think the tempo really suited her there either, second up at Randwick. I think that sort of went against her. She's been terrific, a third run back, 2 from 2, at a first third up preparation. She was a huge price and was beaten a nose. And then the other one she won, as Ronnie said, she's won 2 from 2 at Warwick Farm. Unsure totally about the wet. She's got to tick that box, but she's okay. And for fourth, I'm going to throw in number 3, Grand Rouge. Has been good up on the pace in 2 of his 3 runs this grade. And it was up on the speed in the worst ground as favourite last start in that race at Rose Hill, so that's a complete forgive. Going its first 2 runs, it's in the mix. I'm 5, 1, 3, and 4, a super race.
Darren Flindell likes 2 twist tops to break through today to beat 1, 3, and 4. 2, 1, 3, and 4 in race 3. And I will say, Ron, there's not only people listening on the app, but one of our best cricketers is actually listening to us on the way to the cricket right now.
Oh.
Dave Warner.
I'll tell you what, you think he was good the other day. Yesterday, it was unbelievable.
Sure. You're thick with him, aren't you?
I am thick with him, but he's a good friend. But I will say, for racing, it's great to have him because he
can't
buys
get
horses.
Can autograph, can you?
Oh, mate, anytime.
Not a problem. You can.
On a cricket bat. My son, when he bashed it the other day, he said, hey, ring him up and see whether he'll give us that bat. You know, get him to sign it. I said, it won't be the first time that he would have been asked that question. But
you're going to stalk the poor bugger.
No, I'll do a Ray Thomas to him. I'll do a Ray Thomas.
Second fastest 50 ever scored in Test cricket.
Did you go yesterday, Glenn?
It was like watching a Test match and a T20 all combined in the one day yesterday. Yeah. It was really, really good.
Anyway, he's off to the G. Good morning to you. Let's move to race 4. And Glenn, this is race 4, the first leg of the Big 6 today.
Yeah, and I think I'm tipping in another 25,000 today, aren't I, Andrew?
You are.
Yeah, geez, I'm generous, I know that. I tell you what, it's been a good betting race, the Tab Highway. The bottom one's found a bit of support this morning. Yeah. But we'll have a look at the Tab Highway, where we've got Yasnat as the $4.20 chance here in race 4. It's over 1,100, and it's a class 3 this week. Chosen Prayer favourite, $2.70. Grand Rouge is an $11 chance. Snippety Sip at $17. Nikoff is a $7.50 chance. Farah at $5.50. Now, here we go. Flash in the Dark out 3 cents and 3 cents. Lemming out 3 cents and 4 cents. Pumpkin Pie out 26 cents and 19 cents. Yamma Magic out, no deduction. V8 is at $17. And Lady Ionis, with the lugging bit taken off for Toddy Howlett, is a $13 chance. Now, best supported runner is the toppy in Yasnat, but this morning one customer had 500 each way Lady Ionis at 15, then had 500 each way at 14. It's now a $13 chance. That makes it now third pick behind Yasnat and Chosen Prayer.
Yeah, well, I mentioned earlier that the scratchings have affected a few of these races pace-wise, none more so than this. 3 of those scratchings were on paces, so I'm left with the top weight Yasnat and Nikoff. They're the two go forward horses. Then I suppose it's up for grabs behind them. You've probably got horses like Snippets Sip, and what else we got there? Chosen Prayer won't be too far away, but the bit of pace has come out of this race, Ron.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe, you know, the top one gets a lot of favours here.
Certainly does.
I was a Chosen Prayer fan, and obviously I keep going to keep saying this all morning before we come up with a heavy 8 here or whatever we got. But look, I still like her. She's getting in short enough now, but second in all those 3 runs this preparation. I like benchmark form in these highway races, and that's usually good form. And I think she's won here in the past. I have to go her way. Yasnat's a huge watch. She's You know, she's got three wins from five and all on heavy tracks. And obviously we don't see trials from these horses from Canberra, but they get good grounding and they get good jump outs. And so I'm saying she's fairly forward. You know, and she's got 1,000 metre form. So there's, you know, she starts off at 1,100, which is a query. But like I say, she's a Moonee Valley winner and a couple of those big wins at Canberra. So she looks an improver who has a pedigree as well. I respect Lady Ionis here. It was only a Tamworth. She lacks experience of the others, but I think she's promising. I really liked her first trial this preparation in a strong heat. I'm just trying to remember if it was Newcastle or Wyong it was. It was a really nice trial in a hot heat. So I'm respecting this filly, and I can understand that she's getting support because her only win was on a wet track. Best as the rest is Farrah, who doesn't win often, but you can give this horse a tick off as far as track conditions are concerned as well. I think two picks herself, but on shaky ground with track conditions from 1, 12 and 6.
And what about you, Mike?
I'm with Yasnet here, Maddie Dale's horse. I concede that it has to tick the 1,100 metre box, but I mean, if you look at its win first up last prep, it was on an absolute bog there at Canberra, and it won by 5.3 lengths over 1,000. You would think if they're going to cuddle it a little bit, it should be able to extend, especially 1,100 at Warwick Farm. It's not a difficult 1,100. Certainly ticks all the boxes. The heavy track form is outstanding, 3 from 3 on heavy. And her only defeat over 1,200 was when she went into a three-year-old fillies open race at Caulfield. So, look, with the claim, getting on-pace favours, I think she's going to be hard to beat. I thought 3 was the Danger Grand Rouge, another one that's first up here. Did win fresh last prep at a price. Has got good heavy track form. Huey Bowman goes on board. Should get a nice run, maybe 2 or 3 pairs back behind them. 4 for 3rds, snippity-sip. Its first up effort was good in that race at Narrogin. It was an open handicap there over 800 and really did attack the line strongly. It made nice improvement second up on two occasions. Its wet form is sound, so it certainly ticks that box. And Chosen Prayer, no knock on it. It's been solid all three runs this prep. Its most recent run was at this track and distance and is nicely drawn. But as Ronnie said, it just does have to tick that wet box. 1, 3, 4, 2.
Darren Flindell's, he's a bit like you, Ron. He's tipped Chosen Prayer, and he made it his best bet. But I can't wait to hear him a little bit later in the day. Chosen Prayer number 2 to beat 1, 6, and 4. 2, 1, 6, and 4. Monitoring the track condition there a little bit with Chosen Prayer. They're the first four races. Back in a moment with the boys to look at race 5.
The new year will be packed with plenty of thrilling harness racing. Tuesday mornings, Greg Hayes brings you all the latest in On The Pace. Hear from trainers, drivers and industry officials. On The Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. If you love a bet, then WeetBet, you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today and a $20,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's Quaddie Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival,
the RCO Tiro Brenton Abdullah, New South Wales gun Josh Parr, rising Queensland star James Orman and 9 other Origin competitors take it to the wire to decide which state rules supreme in this year's Origin Jockey Series finale. It's anyone's game as the best of the best compete across a great day's racing. The Origin Jockey Series finale, only at the Gold Coast this Saturday. For details, go to ubet.com. or see your local form guide.
This January, the Gold Coast plays host to the Southern Hemisphere's finest horse flesh. Recent graduates of the Magic Millions Gold Coast yearling sale include Awesome Rock, Capitalist, Global Glamour, and the world's best galloper on turf, Winx. Progeny by Australia's leading sires, plus first season stallions including Epaulette, Sizzling and Zoostar. Go under the hammer from January 11 at Magic Millions, Australia's undisputed number one sale for Group 1 winners. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today. See tab.com.au for details.
Massive week coming up at the Gold Coast, and we'll have it all here on Sky Sports Radio from Tuesday morning, BSB Extra from 9, and then, of course, all the sales will be on Sky Thoroughbred Central into the race day, and the barrier draws on Tuesday. It'll all unfold here on Sky, whether it's radio or TV this week coming up.
You're taking your hat, Andrew?
The famous hat is ready and packed. Ready to go.
It's going up on its own.
It goes in its own suitcase.
It's that big. Thank you, Ron. He chips in with the little ones, doesn't he? He just keeps chipping away.
Well done, Ronnie.
Let's move to race five, Glenn. Obviously, a very small field here.
Yes, and obviously, Andrew, a good race, though. It's the Schweppes handicap here. High Midnight came out all the way back on Thursday, I think it was. 26 cents a win and 25 cents a place. It went up a $3.20 second pick. We've got Song and Laughter here at $9, Gold Symphony at $8, Imposing Lass at $2.60, and Girl Sunday is the odds-on favourite here at $1.70. Well, funnily enough, she is the runner with the least amount of money on it, Girl Sunday. Most popular runner at this stage is Imposing Lass in front of Gold Symphony and Song and Laughter, but most of Song and Laughter's investment has actually come this morning when they took the $9.50, now into $9.
Yeah, well, you should get the pen out and scrub this out as a benchmark 92. It's now a benchmark 85 with a scratching of the toppy, but interesting the speed here. I mean, you know, on face value, you say, oh, Girl Sunday will lead, but Imposing Lass, when she was first up, she was jagged back from a wide draw at 1,200. She now's got barrier one with Deanne on board and up to 1,400 with a little bit more fitness. So I think the lead's up for grabs between the two of them. One of the two will lead, that's for sure. And then Gold Symphony and Song and Laughter will find their feet. So which one did you have in front, Ron?
Look, I completely agree with you. A lot of people are saying, oh, this is a picnic in the park. Look, she missed a start the other day, Imposing Lass. And we've got two fairly aggressive young apprentices here. Well, not saying young apprentices, but Deanne and James, you know, with both with 50 kilos on their, 51 kilos on their back. So I'm thinking this race is going to unfold. It could even end up an exciting two-horse war, and who knows, they may be a sitting shot if they get at each other. Look, I'm not sure how they're always tricky, these four-horse fields, so I wouldn't think Imposing Lass would just be coming out and conceding to Girl Sunday. If she does, I think she'll pop off the fence and sort of just keep niggling at her. Look, I personally don't have that much between them in the market. In fact, there's some hope here. I think this could be the wrong favourite. I like Imposing Lass. Just forget about that first up run. She missed the start. They out-sprinted her. The winner's pretty smart. I love the way she run through the line. She's 2 for 2 second up. 3 weeks and up to 1,400. One for one at the track and distance. Little question mark. She hasn't had much experience on soft tracks, but I think she's a good mare. I'll go her way, and especially with this price angle. I think she'll beat Girl Sunday, who's going fantastic, don't get me wrong. And she just had to chase that speed from a fair way out the other day, and she didn't shirk a task, and won't know herself a very fit mare with, you know, like I said, 51 kilos on her back. Two Song and Laughter. Well, she's the wet tracker, isn't she? But I think she might need rain on the day to beat this lot. And Gold Symphony, ready to improve. 4, 5, 2, and 3.
Yeah, same numbers, same order, pretty much the same reasons. Look, I think you can give Imposing Lass a tick for the wet track run based on her first up effort there at Randwick. Mm. She got back in a moderately run race on a track that was favouring leaders all day, and you had to get away from the fence, and she sailed up the inside in the worst ground, and she was closing quite nicely. So I'm pretty convinced she's going to get through the ground, no worries at all. I've got her on top. I've actually thrown Song and Laughter in for second, number two, but just purely based on its heavy track ability. You know, if these two do cut each other up in front, it's the one that could be running on strongly. 5 Girls Sunday, absolutely no knock. She's in great form. Even her defeat the other day was good. And 3 Gold Symphony. Well, something's got to run fourth. But yeah, look, I'm quite keen on the 4 also. 4, 2, 5, 3.
I'll turn my mic on. Sorry about that. 4, 2, 5, and 3. For Darren Flindell, it's 5 to beat 4, 2, and 3. 5, 4, 2, and 3.
Were you on the phone to Dave, were you?
No, mate. I was just sitting here watching life go by and started talking, and the mic wasn't on, Duff. Simple mistake. And Glenn doesn't make any. So, Glenn, give us the market here for race 6.
Oh, no, I had it. Race 6, Andrew. Good to see you on your toes anyway. You're probably tweaking. The tab.com.au mile here, strangely enough, over 1,600 metres, the 6 race, where Dylan's Rojo won't be there today. 3 cents a win and nothing the place to deduction. Olympic Academy for Crookie the Bookie and the boys at $8. So Real came out this morning, 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Maracabar is a scratching, no deduction. Sabino Speed came out this morning, 12 cents a win and nothing the place. Wine Tails... She's back again. Cross Nose Band off and the blinkers off. And more importantly, now trained out of Chris Waller's Warwick Farm Stables. Cawthon's Power is a $5 chance. Rock M'Lady at $3.80. And King's Guard is the $2.35 favourite. Most popular runner here is Rock M'Lady in front of King's Guard. Third pick is Cawthon's Power.
What price Wine Tails? You missed that.
$5.
$5, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Speed in the Race is another race, even though it was a small field to start with. A little bit of the pressure's come out with these scratchings. We're left with this bottom one, Kingsguard, flying solo. Cawthon's Power, from a nice little draw, should drop straight in behind it. And then the others will sort themselves. Maybe they can be a little bit more aggressive on Rock M'Lady. She, you know, may get into third or fourth spot, but bottom one flies solo from Cawthon's.
Yeah, look, I was more confident about this race in a full field, to tell you the truth. I'm very hot on Rock M'Lady here. There's a bit of deductions coming there. The $8 was a luxury earlier in the week. Just, look, not a lot of luck there second up. She's third up. He's third up, I should say. At his pet distance, he's one for one at the track and distance. Sting out's perfect. I reckon he should be in the finish. Just the timing's perfect. Dangers? Well, I think Olympic Academy's going to upset a few here. I didn't mind that first up run at Scone. I know it was a bit of a nothing race, but at least he showed something and showed a bit of dash. And I think he'll be running on when it's all over here. No knock on Kingsguard. He's found his form with two solid recent wins. Horsey beat, I think, one last time. And best of the rest is Cawthon's Power, who I'm very, very wary of, along with Wine Tails.
Could it be their day?
Oh, God, she won't know herself with all these changes, and Warwick Farms could spring her into action. 8, I think's a good thing from 2, 9, and 7.
Yeah, I've made it sort of, I'm going to make it one of my better bets of the day, Rock M'Lady. She's been pretty much luckless both runs she's had back at Rose Hill. She's third up on a soft track. She won third up at a mile here at Warwick Farm last prep. It ticks all the boxes as far as I'm concerned. Nick Haywood, you can't blame him for the two defeats at Rose Hill. Just couldn't get clear running. It wasn't his fault. Kieran McAvoy goes back on board. He's got a good understanding for this horse, and I think it'll win. Danger, Kingsguard, no knock on it. Won impressively its last two starts. At Canterbury and here over a mile, placed 4 or 5 on the soft, and looks likely, you know, now with these scratches to get a really soft run up front. So, you know, on pace favours will suit it. 7 Cawthon's Power, throwing it in for third. Look, I thought it's gone okay both runs back. Had a nice little trial since, and it, you know, has got some soft track figures there. And for fourth, number 2 Olympic Academy, wasn't disgraced first up. I think it's better on top of the ground. I'm pretty convinced it's better on top of the ground. But, you know, the first up run showed that it has come up quite well. I'm keen on 8 from 9, 7 and 2.
Darren Flindell likes the 9 Kingsguard to beat 7, 8 and 6, 9, 7, 8 and 6. And, Ron, that horse was Dylan's Romance last night. It led all the way there to win a thriller there at Canterbury. So, form line out of that race.
Far. Wouldn't get that far a thriller, but anyway.
Thrilling finish, that's what I meant. Yeah.
And if you manage to take the $8 Rock M'Lady,
what am I getting now? Can you tell me?
Yeah, $6.08.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And if you took the $5 last night, you're now getting $3.80, which is open this morning. Okay. With the deduction
set. So going early, you've got a bit there.
Yeah.
So it's a 24-cent deduction.
It's a miracle.
Best way to work it out, if it's a 24-cent deduction, you multiply the figure that you're on at. 5.
I know how to do it. I just need to.
Well, you're one of only 63 million that'll call me up during the day to ask me.
What price have I got?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
anyway, you've told them.
If I get paid any less after it wins, I'll be on the phone, all right?
No, I'll handle you, Ron. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Let's move to race 7. This is the summer sprints, and this is over the 1,000. A few of these, will they like the 1,000? And we've got Sundance down for Toby Edmonds, Glenn.
Yeah, and he's gained a new lease of life, 2 stone lighter, his last couple. But Oxford Poet, he's never been in a 1,000-metre race, Oxford Poet, and he's a $6.50 chance. You'd like to own a few like him, though. Mr. Manhattan, the favourite here at $3.20. Harara with the nearside bubble cheeker on today at $21. Plateau Gold down for Jimmy Jarvis at Coffs Harbour is a $6.50 chance. Del Cielo is at $6. Sundance at $5.50. Cosmic Cameo at $11. Aspiring 35. I Striker 51. King's Tariff 35. And Miles Zero Cash $35. Only interested in Mr. Manhattan here. Went up $4. He's $4 into $3.20. Second pick is Sundance. He's $7.50. Opened 5 this morning and they've pushed him back to $5.50. Third pick is Plateau Gold, who's been 5 out to $6.50. And did Gary Portelli said they're going to ride Cosmic Cameo for speed today? Because at Randwick the other day, they rode him in behind.
No, definitely.
Yeah. Let him run, he said. I don't know whether... Yeah. You know, he missed the start, I think, didn't he, the other day?
But he was going to be ridden in behind, I think, anyway, the other day.
Yeah. Speed in the race, well, obviously, as you expect with a 1,000-metre race, they will hum along in this. And there's plenty that will apply the pressure. We've got horses like Sundance, Plateau Gold going forward, King's Tariff will hold his spot. The one we just mentioned there, Cosmic Cameo's got speed, Aspiring's got speed, and of course Oxford Poet first up. But as Glenn said, he's never been over 1,000 metres. He's had plenty of trials at that trip. I don't know that he can clear these, but he'll be pushing up there somewhere. So going forward, there's speed in numbers, and they will generate a fair bit of pace.
Yeah, love this race. Look, I just have the two bets here and stay in the queue.
The two back markers.
Well, one back marker, one on pacer. I'm all over Del Cielo here. I know he's had 43 days off, but he's had an easy trial since that first up run. He's a talented horse, this bloke.
He was a late scratching at Randwick, I think, on Boxing Day when they discovered blood in one nostril.
Yeah, he might have just given himself a knock in the float or something. Yeah. Chris wouldn't be running him unless he went through the whole process. Look, I just think, although he hasn't got any... Well, he's had one run at 1,000 earlier in a past life and run second, so that we won't say that he hasn't had any 1,000-metre experience. But I just think he was stretched out to those, you know, the Rose Randwick Guineas and that, and Sen, when he probably is more of a sprinting type than a miler, when Murray had him. And I just think he has last look at this and just steams over the top of him late here. His first up run at Muswellbrook I thought was good. He had 62.5 kilos and he did as much as you wanted to see him do. I think Sundance is the danger. I've always liked this horse. He's a really good looking horse. I think he's only soft seven running. He put a gap in him there and that feeling ready at Doomben there that in over the summer carnival last year. He won by 5 lengths. He looks to matured into a nice 3-year-old judging by that win at the Sunshine Coast. He's the saver. No knock on Mr. Manhattan. He's in a similar setup for him is perfect. And Plateau Gold will just look at 1,000-metre races are usually for 1,000-metre horses, and he's won 7 at the distance. I love 5 and 6 from 2 and 4.
I agree with you. I'm agreeing plenty today. I think he's a good thing, Del Cielo. I was really taken with his first up effort at Muswellbrook. I think he probably nearly should have won because he had to weave through. If he had a balance and got clear running at the top of the straight, he probably gets the job done. I love the nice cold trial since on that slow track there at Newcastle. Andrew Gibbons had had a big hole in him. All he wanted to do was just explode. And as Ronnie said, you know, I think that they tried to get him to run trips as a 3-year-old there, and he performed well in some good group races there. Off the speed, stack a pace on. As long as they can run on, which I'm pretty sure they will be in this race, I think he'll win. The danger, I thought, was Plateau Gold, number 4. Got the job done there nicely at Coffs Harbour, first up in an 800-metre race on a slow track. Has had a nice barrier trial since. He ticks the wet track box without a problem at all. No trouble at the 1,000 metres. He's very good at the 1,000. 6 for 3rd, Sundance comes down with good Queensland form. Good wet track credentials. And number two, Mr. Manhattan. His first two wins were good. I think he was up in grade and too far back last start behind Kiro. He's had a 35-day fresh and a nice barrier trial since, and he's got two good wins on slow track, so he ticks those boxes. But I'm with the five also from 4, 6, and 2.
Darren Flindell staying with the one that's been backed. I think Glenn said Mr. Manhattan number 2 to beat 5, 3, and 4. 2, 5, 3, and 4 in race 7, the summer sprint. We get to these. They were the largest fields of the day. The last being knocked around, Glenn, but these two races, these markets would have changed. Mersault would have been favourite?
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't?
Okay. It went up $6.50, equal favourite with Ziggy, Willie and Valier, but by last night, Invincible was into favourite, but Mersault was second pick anyway.
Okay, take us through it, mate.
Okay, well, Mersault is not there. 11 cents a win and 11 cents a place a deduction there. Ziggy, Willie is a $6 chance. Invincible, $4.60 and favourite. Timeless Prince, out no deduction. Valier at $6.50. Cadiro at 11, Butter Boom at 10, Isa Rich at 18, Alat at 17, Lady Zhivago out, for some reason I've written the deduction there, I'll just check that, Braces at 41, Eminent Duke at 17, What Could Be at $5, Flash Fibian out, the deduction there is 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place, Bogey at $12, Jatello out, no deduction. Ralston is a $41 chance. Good battle here between Invincible, who's top pick, over Ziggy Willie, and What Could Be was probably one of the first horses backed in the race there, but we did get as much as $15 about it, but they're the top three standing out in race 8.
Speed in the race, well, they're all drawn barriers 1, 2 and 3. Isa Rich will more than likely press forward and lead now with the scratching of the toppy. Volier, Blake said he's going to be aggressive and hold his spot from barrier 1. And then we've got a horse like Bogey, won't be too far away. And the only other one I've really got going forward, Ronnie, is maybe Butter Boom from a wide draw pressing on. Some of these others may try and find a spot, but I haven't got much pressure in numbers, and the inside barriers hold the key.
Yeah, look, that's always dangerous when you've got speed in those barriers, because it doesn't generate speed then, barriers 1, 2, 3, so that's very interesting. And I agree, maybe Butter Boom from out wide can be aggressive. I thought he was the value in the race here, Butter Boom, number 7. I don't mind the odds here. He ran on... went back in distance there last time, back to his proper distance here at home, where he races well, and where, you know, we're getting $10 to find out. He'll do me. Invincible, he's had 84 days off. He's obviously had a setback. He's won two races and then had to, you know, go out. That's not the stable style, but he looks back on track with a trial there on December 30 and likes the track. But he hasn't won under 1,400 metres, so... but he could just map well behind barriers 1, 2 and 3 here, if the inside's okay, mind you. So he does map up okay. 13, What Could Be, well, obviously everyone saw it. It's probably the best last you'll ever see last time. He was a good tip that day, and boy... 15, 13, 9, 7, 6, 5, that's the price angle. Obviously there's been a few scratchings, but... sometimes when these horses are unlucky, everyone sort of... Not unlucky, well, he was just the eye-catcher, you know. Bet everyone's saying, oh, look, did you see that last there? But that's been over-bet now. But still, obviously, he's held in high regard and he's well-fancied, because the market doesn't lie. And 5, Wallier, only a 1 win, but I think he's suited today on his home track. Tough race, 7-3, 13-5.
Yeah, it is a tough little race, isn't it? I'm with the 13 here, and... I thought he was impressive, although it was only a class 2 on the Beaumont track, but he put them to the sword in that. And we all saw his second up run at Rose Hill there, where he ran last and was basically never out of a pocket. He's had a month between runs. He's got the claim here. He's got some good soft track form. And if he can get into a nice little spot, maybe 2 or 3 pairs back, I think he's ready to acquit himself. Volier, I thought, was the danger. It's got a poor win record, 1 from 15, but I thought the first up effort was good, maps quite nicely with Blake Shin on board, probably just to stand over him. His soft track form is okay, and he's certainly going to be in the firing line for quite a long while. 2, Ziggy Willie, look, he's been terrific, this horse. 3 wins and 4 placings from his last 7 starts. He's been placed two or three at Warwick Farm. He likes a wet track. He's ultra consistent. And, you know, if the closes are suited, he's certainly in the mix for sure. And for fourth, number eight, Isa Rich. Never really been one of my horses, but he's another one that's been very consistent of recent times, always at a price. I thought his effort last Saturday was terrific. He did it tough and battled on really well in that race at Canterbury. His wet form is okay, and he certainly is a horse that reacts nicely to a quick backup. So, and he ticks a lot of boxes pace-wise. 13, 5, 2 and 8.
Darren Flindell likes the 2 Ziggy Willy there for David Pfeiffer to beat 3, 8 and 15. Bogey in for 4th. 2, 3, 8 and 15. Darren's way in race 8.
And that deduction for Lady Zhivago, who came out yesterday, is 4 cents the win and 5 cents the place.
Righto, the last's been changed a bit also. They're going this morning with the scratchings.
Yeah, the tab handicap here for 3-year-olds and upwards, Entires and Geldings, a benchmark 77, where Star Wars is a $16 chance. Tower of Song out, the deduction 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. King's Officer 21. Hogmanay is a $4.20 chance. Steve Smith probably hoping the cricket be over to give the chance to watch this at 20-6. Proconsul is out, no deduction. Sonic Swish at 5. Dark Steel at 6.50. Forgotten Years came out Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Snitzel Knight out, no deduction. Zorconig at $6.50. Paragon at 31. After All That, out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. King Darcy, 4.40. He's a given at 15. Excited Prince out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Intrepid Way out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And Sudden Blitz is an $18 chance. Well, of those that are left, the interest in the last revolves around definitely King Darcy, but just in front of that is Hogmanay. And third pick's a fair way away. It is actually the toppy in Star Wars.
Speed in the race, King Darcy will hold its spot from a good draw. Dark Steel will come across from a semi-wide draw, and I think they'll sort the lead. Hogmanay and Zorconig won't be too far away, and the bottom one, which is a pretty accomplished wet tracker, should be able to hold a spot from barrier one.
Yeah, look, I don't know whether I want to have too much to do with this race. I'm left with Hogmanay. He's in great form. Prior to the lead up there, he's had a month in a trial since that last run. I would have thought he only has to hold some of that form to prove hard to beat, because he's well placed to gain here. I think King Darcy's the danger. He's had a long prep, but you wouldn't think so. He continues to race well, and he just toughs it out wherever he goes. So you can expect a good run from him again here today. Sonic Swish, he's in a similar situation to King Darcy. Long prep, but just keeps running nice races. Best of the rest is Zorconig. He presents third up here at a peak, and by this stage of the day, I don't think an outside draw would be posing too many problems if the conditions, if they've chopped the track up. The other horse I could consider at the odds is Star Wars, number one here. I know he's got a big weight, but he has carried big weights well in the past. 4, 13, 6 and 10 in a tough finish.
Yeah, tough finish. I've got the same numbers, slightly different order. I've gone with King Darcy. I thought his recent form's been terrific. Timmy Martin's done a great job with this horse, keeping him up. He's never been far away. Last two runs at Rose Hill over 1,500 were good. I like the fact that he's coming back 100 metres to 1,400. You only got to go back 3 starts ago. He was a winner at this track and distance. His soft track form is quite okay. And he's a lightly raced horse that's going well. I've got him on top of the 10, Zorconig. Look, he had all favours, winning first up on the Beaumont track. Second up there, he was in slightly inferior ground, but still wasn't too bad. So I think he presents nicely here for his third run back. 4, Hogmanay, absolutely no knock on him at all. He's had a nice little freshen, a 28-day freshen in a trial since winning those two runs at Rose Hill. Just a slight query about his soft track form. His only heavy track run was at Canterbury. That was back in July, and he was in inferior ground. He was stuck on the fence there when he was beaten just under 5 lengths, so that was probably a forgive run. On 13, 10, 4 and 6, Sonic Swish. And look, he's closed well in similar grade his last 4 starts, and he has been placed in 3 of his 4 soft track runs. 13, 10, 4 and 6 to finish the day.
Darren Flindell's gone with Star Wars up the top, number one, to beat 4, 6 and 13. 1, 4, 6 and 13 in the last. Darren's best was Chosen Prayer. He'll update on that after just after midday with his own preview out at Warwick Farm. What about yours, Mike?
Look, I like the two horses in races 6 and 7. I like Rock Milady, race 6, number 8, and race 7, number 5, Del Cielo. I'll be very disappointed if Del Cielo doesn't win. I just think it's ready to explode.
Okay, so race 6, number 8, and race 7, number 5. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Mike Fraser there. What about you, Ron?
Oh, I'm excited. We're agreeing fully.
Rock my lady.
No, races 5, 6 and 7 for me. Okay. Three bets, Imposing Lass, Rock My Lady, and Del Cielo as well, with a proviso, just a little saver on Sundance. But I'm going to savage the middle of the program here with confidence, but I would have been a lot more confident just on a, you know, like a 5 or a 6, which we might get to.
Yep, we'll wait and see on that. So 5, 4, 6, 8 and 7, 5.
That's it.
Right in the middle of the day. You'll be able to update. We'll hear that through the afternoon as well from the track with the first at 12:40 today. Thanks a lot, Duff. And we'll see you on the Gold Coast.
Yep, we'll be up there and getting into it, Andrew.
Yeah, can't wait to get up there, get amongst that high humidity. Really knocks us around, but we really like it. Thank you, Ron.
See you, Andrew.
Ron Duffacy there, looking at Warwick Farm. Don't forget, Paul Joyce will have his own preview between 10 and 10:30. And people have clicked to it on the way to the races, on the way to the tab. So this morning at 10, Paul Joyce with his own preview of Warwick Farm. And Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, it's another day of free admission.
Andrew, good morning to all the punters out there. That's exactly right. A rare Saturday meeting at Warwick Farm, and to mark that, we've said free entry for all patrons today. So gates open at 11:30, slightly earlier for members, and all those members' areas will be open. And it's free entry and a great opportunity to get out and about in that part of the community.
Yeah, out in the west there. Get them out there. There's plenty of lawns for the kids to run around in.
Plenty of spaces out there in front of the grandstands, Andrew, and as you say, a good opportunity for families and friends to get out and have a day out together. Look, for those that haven't been to Warwick Farm for some time, they'll notice, obviously, a lot of change there. The Inglis development now fully starting to rise from the ground. There's a new members' car park and parking areas for the public. And they should just take an extra couple of minutes because some areas there are closed that people might have been used to from a year or two ago, especially coming from that river end along Governor Macquarie Drive. That gate's not open, but look, plenty of parking there, free parking, free entry, and a rare Saturday meeting at Warwick Farm. We're a really important part of our business and our local community there, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of the locals.
Yeah, no, we urge people to get out there and enjoy it. And how's the next week after today, mate? How's it all look for ATC?
Yeah, things are starting to roll on now, Andrew. I guess where Saturdays continue to roll on, but what we're starting to look at in the distance is the return of Winx. And look, for people that may have been following in the press, she's due to barrier trial in a week or two. And her first run back will be at on day two of the Star Chinese Festival of Racing at Royal Randwick on February 11th. So the return in the Apollo Stakes, highly anticipated. Of course, all our race days are listed there at theatc.com.au, but just looking a little bit down the track, that day on 11 February at Royal Round, it could be an absolute cracker with the return of the Mighty Mare.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing her in a trial on the 17th, and then again on the 31st at this stage, and then that first up run in the Apollo. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy it out there at Warwick Farm. We urge the locals to get out wherever you may be. 29 degrees, and it's going to be a nice day to be at the races with free entry. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. In a moment, we'll start looking at Caulfield.
When you're held up in traffic and the nerves are all strung up, imagine time out to relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Shiraz by DeBortoli. Here's the traffic.
The new POCO catalogue is out now. Save even more at POCO with up to 50% off furniture, bedding, electrical and homewares. Hurry into POCO at Blanktown and Crossroads today. In St Mary's, we've got an accident on the Great Western Highway at Australia Street. In North Mead, look out for an animal carcass. Cumberland Highway at Old Windsor Road. Cabramatta, a two-truck accident. Joseph Street approaching St John's Road, one northbound lane closed. And Ryde, a truck breakdown on Devlin Street at Blaxland Road, one of three southbound lanes closed. Right now at Snooze, save up to 25% off kids' furniture during our biggest bedroom sale. Hurry into your nearest store today. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance on now with 50 months interest free store wide. Huge clearance deals across all categories: furniture, bedding, home appliances, computer technology, and entertainment. Big brands, big savings. Buy now with 50 months interest free store wide. That's no deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until March 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicant only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in store and online. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance on now.
If you love a bet, then WeedBet, you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today. And a $20,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out, thanks to TAB's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Bing Lee's Everything Must Go sale is in its last days. So hurry in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Or jump online at bingley.com.au. But only until Sunday.
Well, it concludes today the New Look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival State of Origin and the VRC Oaks Heroes up there, Brenton Abdullah. Also, New South Wales gun Josh Parr, James Orman is there for the locals, and nine other Origin competitors. Take you to the wire to decide the state rules supreme in the Origin Jockey Series finale. If anyone's game is the best compete at a great day's racing, enjoy it today. The Origin Jockey Series finale. It's on at the Gold Coast. You can get more details by looking at your local form guide.
Tomorrow morning at 9, catch The Wrap on Sky Sports Radio.
Time to have a look at Caulfield in Melbourne. Hot down there with 37 degrees. They've irrigated the last 3 days. 10 mils have been put on each of those days. It's a good four and the rail three at 3 metres. Race one, takeout number seven. Race two, number three. Race three, the scratchings are 1, 2, 7, and 9. Race 4, 1, 6 and 10. Race 5, 6, 8 and 11. Race 6, take out 1 and 10. Race 7, 1, 3, 4 and 12. Race 8 is clear, and Race 9, take out number 11. They're the scratchings, and as we welcome in Dean Lester, no wonder they've poured the water on, mate. 37 degrees in Melbourne today.
Yeah, back-to-back, Andrew. It's been it was a hot day there yesterday and didn't cool down much last night, and hot again this morning.
Okay, so looking forward to watching it all unfold is Mark Hunter as well. And, Mark, there's a couple there. The two-year-olds keep coming out, and maybe it's the Hayes-Dabernick team again.
Absolutely, Andrew. They've got a terrific team of two-year-olds, and I think we'll see arguably the best one, or one, certainly one of the best ones, go around today.
All right. Glenn, talking of that horse, let's have a look at the markets from Tab Fixed Odds. Glenn Munsey with race one.
Yeah, you're talking about Catchy, I take it, Andrew, in the first race here at Caulfield today. And Kettleston, the top weight here, or it's set weights, but the number one saddle cloth, is an $8.50 chance. Clear Signal at $21. Poolside Hamilton at $61. Property at $4. Siam at $5.50. Catchy, the favourite, at $1.75. Well, did go up $1.80 with See Me Exceed in the race as a $6.50 chance. Was into $1.75 this morning after the scratching. Has remained at that price. It is the most popular runner easily. Catchy, second pick is actually Property.
Okay, Dean, how do you see the first? Is it the favourite?
Well, I think it will be, Andrew, because to date I think she's the best two-year-old I've seen in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
At this stage, yep. Mm-hmm. I think her win on debut, she ran good time. Just love the way she just glided through the field, used her strength. I think she'll be better on the bigger track. Second horse, of course, Gerard, ran very well at Eagle Farm after that, and the third horse was Limestone, who won last week. So there's plenty to back up the fact that her win was visually impressive. It was good on the clock and the form is solid. I think the first starters are very smart. I think Property, he's a bold-going sort of horse. We've seen him two or three times at the jump-outs. He can really jump and travel. He looks quite a nice horse. Siam looks quite a strong horse. I'll be looking for him to be closing off nicely. And Kettleston, who's got the race experience. But looking forward to seeing Catchy again. 6-4, 5-1.
Yeah, not much to add. I think Catchy's certainly the one to beat. Most impressive debut win, I think, from the gate. It just follows Property across, parks on it, and can run it down in the straight. To beat number four, Property has looked terrific at the trials. It should pounce on the lead and give you a great sight. One, Kettleston, getting very close to a win, but just found a hot race. And number five, Siam, who trialled alongside Formality. We saw that horse go to Werribee and bolt him. Terrific little race here, 6-4, 1-5.
Yeah, Greg Miles likes it as well. Catchy number six to beat 5-1-4, 6-5, 1-4. And Dean, David Hayes told me during the week they're running today because they just feel he just needs to get a bit of prize money. They'll run again in a, I can't remember now whether it's a prelude or a preview, because they want to split Tulip. Tulip was the other one, wasn't it, from last week?
Yeah, exactly. And they're similar style of horse, both probably looking for the 1,100 of the prelude rather than the 1,000 of the preview. But, yeah, they've got some, even the Formality that won at Werribee, she's smart as well.
Yeah, yeah. They've got some good ones there, Glenn.
Yeah, and if you're wondering about the Blue Diamond, Andrew, with the first acceptances coming out, hopefully looking to open the Blue Diamond on the 11th or the 12th of January, which is next week, but it just depends on when the noms or first acceptance or whatever stage we're up to there come through for the Blue Diamond, and Catchy will be right up there, you will find.
Particularly if it does what the boys expect today. Race 2 here, it's over the 1100. Glenn?
Yes, Dance with Fontaine here is a $10 chance. I should have seen if it was... No, it's not out of Helpman. But Amadeus, a $5 chance. Wall Street Wolf is a scratching. Alvidia at 17. Mr. Dashing at $4.60. Nasdaq's the favourite at $4. Mystified at $6.50. Powerful Story at 11. Strictly Legit at 12. And Call Me Tess is a $15 chance. Not a bad betting race, this, for a field of 9. Best supported runner is Nasdaq's here. Did go back up 4.40 this morning. Opened 4.80. Got into as short as 4.20. 4.40 this morning. Now at $4. Second pick is Mr. Dashing. As much as $7.50. Bet about it. This was with Wall Street Wolf in the races. A $6.50 chance. Third pick is actually Strictly Legit, who's a drifter today. 10 out to 12. Well, next picks, there's $30 separating numbers 1, 2 and 10.
Mark, race 2?
A very even race, but I'm going to go each way number 2, Amadeus. So I thought it was really good first up. I mean, he's got, well, stayed at the 1,000 for one run too long and got lost second up. I think the riding change here to Craig Williams, he'll be far more positive on the horse. And it'll be very strong mate. I think it's got a great each way chance. Beat number 1, Dance with Fontaine. Just a good little horse, going to get a great run from gate 1. 6 Nasdaq's will try and spear out and lead and be hard to catch. And number 9, Strictly Legit, who didn't beat a lot first go, but gee, it was impressive. It looks like it's got good ability. 2, 1, 6, and 9.
Yeah, competitive race. I like Nasdaq's here. I think resuming, I think he's the best 1,100 metre horse in the race. He's a really promising galloper. He won well on the synthetic, then he ran well here before a break. He's trialled up well. I think Call Me Tessa's big odds here. She ran well in the Blue Sapphire first up last time in. She only comes off a short break. She's trialled well, 52 kilos on her back. I think she can run well. Amadeus, he's close to a win. I just would have preferred him at 1,200, but maybe a bit more proactive ride from Craig Williams will see him a bit closer and he can run well. And 8 Powerful Story, another one with no weight on its back, but yeah, pretty competitive race. 6, 10, 2 and 8.
Greg Miles likes 2 Amadeus to beat 6, 5 and 7. 2, 6, 5 and 7 in race 2. I've got no other way of doing this. Mark, we're getting a bit of feedback. I don't know whether it's your phone system in your car or whether it's us, but I don't know if you can just maybe turn... Are you in the car?
I am, Andrew, but I haven't got the key on at all. There should be no interference.
Right. No, there's just some echo coming through. But anyway, we'll just keep batting along, as we say in the classics, Glenn, towards race 3.
Andrew, if you can't do your best, you shouldn't be here. No. Right? So just keep plugging away.
Okay.
Right. Mirtha Flirt and... Mubakia are not there in race three, so we'll start with Chivalry as an $8.50 chance. Then we go to Danuki at $5.50, Crystal Dreamer, $2.80 favourite, Bon Rocket $5.50, Royal Spinner out, Kana at $3.60, Sharing is out, and Atlantic City is a $16 chance. Best supported runner here overall is Kana. Basically sat 360 all the way through since Wednesday. Hasn't been vigorous betting activity. Crystal Dreamer, who actually went up a longer price than Kana on Wednesday at 370, is now into 280. Its second pick. And third pick is Chivalry.
Dean, race three over the 1,200.
Andrew, I'm going to tip Kenya, number eight, who had a good campaign last time in, had a little break, has trialled up nicely. Probably gets a good run here to beat five Crystal Dreamer, who is going very well. His two wins in have been excellent. Got a good chance. Six Bon Rocket, I think, ran well down the straight because it was a pretty ordinary race. But I think around the turn, he's a better horse. He can be competitive. And I put Danuki in, but he'll be flat running 1,200. He'll be up on the pace next best. 8, 5, 6, and 4.
Very similar numbers. It's not a race I'll be getting involved in. I'll tip number 8, Kenna, who just doesn't win very often but gets the absolute run of the race from the draw. To beat 6 Bon Rocket, who did run well fresh and will be fitter. 5 Crystal Dreamer, in terrific form this horse, got a great hope again. And 4 Danuki, looks the leader but does have to run the 1,200 metres. 8, 6, 5 and 4.
Similar box numbers also for Greg here. Number 5, Crystal Dreamer, to beat 6, 8 and 4. 5, 6, 8 and 4 in race 3. Race 4, this is over the 1,400. Glenn?
Yep, and we start with a scratching here in Ken Edna. So Invictum Domina is the $3.30 favourite now. Almas Rossa, or Almas Rossa, I should say, at $5. Giro at $9. Wasabi at $26. Dream First out. No Tant at $3.80. Mac Attack at $8. Special Diva at $6. And Intricy's Reward is a scratching. Well, probably one of the quieter betting races of the day here. Invictum Domina, the favourite, did go back up $3.60 this morning. They've had a rethink and made it $3.30. Second pick now would be Almas Rossa and then No Tent.
Mark, how do you see race four? Mark, it's pretty slow at this stage.
Yeah, I thought the topic was a good thing. It's come out now. I don't like the race at all. I'll go number 2, Invictum Domina, who's in good form. It'll go forward and either lead or sit outside No Tantat, control the race and be hard to beat. Number 3, Almas Rossa, coming through similar races, is going well, gets a nice run behind him. 7, No Tantat, look, it won okay. It'll get an easy run up on the speed. And 9, Special Diva, who, a bit disappointing two starts ago, won okay last time and should be on the improve. Don't like the race, 2, 3, 7 and 9.
Yeah, I totally agree. I thought Canadian was the best of the day and not there. Invicted Domina has been racing well. I think they probably overdid slowing up mid-race last start, and it was a little bit costly. I think if rolls with the filly as she did two starts back, she can probably win here. I think Giro might be the danger. It had a really tough run last week at Moonee Valley. If it gets it will get a better run here. Damien Lane's riding really well. I'll put it in for second, and then the other fillies coming through the Invicta Domina race and Mac Attack and Elmer's Rossa. But, yeah, a pretty tricky race now. 2, 4, 8 and 3.
2, 4, 8 and 3 for Dean. And Greg likes 3 Elmer's Rossa to beat 7, 2 and 8. 3, 7, 2 and 8 in race number 4. Race 5, the Ian Morrison here over the 1,700.
Yeah, Hunamosa, the toppie here, is an $18 chance. Folk Tales at $4.20, and at that price makes it favourite. Balf's Choice at $6, On Wings $7.50, Tempered at $8, Backstreet Lover is a scratching, Crafty Devil $8.50, La Volte is out. Skullduggery at $8, Royal Applause $4.60, Fudged is out, and Thanos is a $26 chance. Once again, pretty quiet here. Best supported runner becomes Skullduggery here, where there was no money for it basically leading into today and has been $9.50 into $8 this morning. It is now the most popular runner over Folk Tales, who's a $4.20 chance.
Okay, Sean Matherick's horse. Mark, race 5?
Yeah, I don't like this one either, Andrew. This is a really even race. I'll go number 7, Crafty Devil, who, look, I thought it was just battling along okay. Its last run was terrific. The format of the race at 10 and has been good. It gets him at 54 kilos and parks just behind him to beat the stablemate number 4 On Wings, who's been in races that haven't suited its last two, can certainly improve. Number 2, Folk Tales. Unimpressive at Werribee. Then went to Cranbourne and absolutely blew them away. Looks the leader and hard to beat. and 3 Bell's Choice. Again, hasn't had races to suit. 7-4-2-3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bell's Choice. I think the races, as Mark said, haven't been run to suit. Slowly run races. A bit more speed here with a horse like Folktales in the race. And just think gets his chance to maybe get back in the winner's list, number 3, to beat 4 On Wings. Likewise, good first up win at Ballarat when he came from the back, and then he's been in 2 races where they've just crawled along and really hasn't been suited at all. A bit more speed in this race, he can improve. Folktales, he's won 2 out of 3. Still gets it a bit wrong, but he's only going to keep improving with experience. I've put him in for 3rd, and next best, number 10, and that is Royal Applause, who just keeps running on their races, and I've got her next best. 3, 4, 2, and 10.
3, 4, 2, 10. Boxed up for Greg Miles, 3 to be 2, 4, and 10. 3, 2, 4, and 10 in race 5. Race 6, the Mary Lewis handicap. Are these members or something? Are they?
They are, Andrew.
Yeah, thought they might be. The Mary Lewis is over the 1100, Glenn.
And once again, the toppy out here. So we start with Liuba at $4.60, Chiavari at $7.50, Petite Reward at $18, Mossen around $7.50, Amur Australia at odds on favourite at $1.90, Grey Streak 15, Prussian Vixen 21, Jinx at 41, Lady Trickster out, Sayoni at Loire at $81, and Sagabella is a $126 chance. Not much money at all for Amur Australia here. Just looking. Did go up $1.90. Exclusive Last went up $15, and Lady Trickster went up $34. Best back runner is Liuba in front of Petite Reward.
Liuba's been going around a little bit here. Dean, in form with a nice barrier today. How do you see race 6?
Yeah, she's got a good chance. Look, Amur Australia is the one to beat. I think it's quite, you know, it's very short. She came of age last time when they started to ride her back, and she won those 3 in a row and then ran quite well at stakes level. She's going to be hard to beat. Liuba will run well. She got held up a little bit last start and probably just not at her absolute best last time out. But staying at 1,100 metres here, I think she's the main danger. Then horses like Mossen around, who hasn't won for a while, resumes again, has trialled up okay. And Chiavare is just going to get the best run here, but she just doesn't win out of turn. I've got her next best, but principally 6 and 2 for my quality, Andrew. 6, 2, 5, 3.
Yeah, look, I don't think number 2, Liuba, can miss each way here. Your Petite Reward drawn in 1, spears to the front. Liuba just drops down behind it, gets the absolute run of the race. A little bit disappointing maybe on Boxing Day, but just gets such a good run here and won't miss each way. Thought number 3, Chiavari, had a great hope. Should be trailing along just behind them. It's come back from a spell in terrific form, 1,100 metres suits, as does Zara. Number 6, Amir Australia, can win. I think it's poison odds, got a little tricky barrier. And then out to number 7, Grey Street, who might be fitter for that last run. 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Greg Miles likes number 6, Amir Australia, to beat 3, 2, and 5. 6, 3, 2, and 5. Mate, Dean, Graham Beggy hasn't got many horses down there.
He
doesn't see his name a lot.
He's just, I don't know if they've got a few young ones going around, getting ready, but mainly he's been running, well, he's got Mossen around, he's got Adelita running, and he's had a couple of others, but yeah, they haven't had a lot of runners, but they've been going quite well.
Yeah, okay, we'll watch for him today. That's race number 6 at Caulfield on this 9 race card. Race 7, the Swetnam Stud Championship is in the form guide here. Dean, has this been a series?
Yeah, this is Heat 7, and Heat 8 is Race 8, Andrew. So
okay,
yeah.
Righto, 2 of those. This is over the 1,800. Glenn?
Yes, and just for a change, number 1 is a scratching ear. They won't have to send it to the laundromat after the races today. It's not going around a great deal, but saddlecloth number 1. So we'll start with Cool Chap as a $5.50 chance. Catulan and Hursley are both out. Plenciel, favourite here at $2. Rewarding Effort at $4. Bondiga $8.50. Skelto $51. Post de France at $41. Manhattan Boss at $13. Houdini the Great at $35. Manapine is a scratching. Well, easily the best supported runner there, but the boys have given it a push this morning. Did go back up $1.90. They've pushed it to $2, a favourite here, Plenciel. Best back to beat it is Rewarding Effort, who got a turn in this morning, $4.40 into $4.
Mark, would you back it at $2?
Yep, why not, Andrew? I think it'll win. It's a real progressive horse, gets a beautiful run just behind the speed, probably 3rd inside. Just has to get clear, and I think it will be too strong over the last 100 metres. To beat number 6, Rewarding Effort, who's in fantastic form, should go forward, control the race here, just has to run the trip. I think 2 Cool Chap is the other winning chance. Just coming off a little break, he's certainly good enough to measure up. And then out to number 7, Bondiga, who ran okay last time, but just want to see him win a race. I think 5 wins from 6 and 2, then 7.
Yeah, not much to add. I think 5 and 2 are the better chances. I think Planciel's the one to beat. I think Cool Chap's a little bit of value because he's the one of the trio of three chances that is actually going down in grade. He's had a freshen up, looked really good in a recent jump out, but Planciel's progressing. He's only, because of Northern Hemisphere time, he's not even a four-year-old yet, so he's just going to keep getting better, and he's a good style of horse, and I think he'll win. If he was to be beaten, I think Cool Chap's the one. He, as I said, he's trialled up nicely. Rewarding effort race closer last start for two reasons. He was well drawn and it was a very, very slow tempo. But I've put him in for third and 7 Bombiga next best. 5, 2, 6, 7.
Greg Miles likes the 5 as well to beat 6, 2 and 10. 5, 6, 2 and 10 in race 7. Oh, here he comes, Glenn. Race 8, and we start with another one of the statutes at the tap.
Oh, yeah, extra zero. But, geez, he was disappointing first up. Was there any excuses for him? I know he's a 40-to-1 chance, but he usually runs better races than that. He's a $61 chance today, and for the place punters, $14.70.
Anything found, Dean, there?
He was carrying a fair bit of condition, Andrew.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah, I think he probably needs another belt tightener yet.
Okay.
I know how he feels.
Mm. We all do.
Especially at this time of year. Which is not unlike the other 11 months of the year. Mahaney here is at $5.50 after extra zeros at 61. Burning Front at $5.50. We've got Chance to Dance, or Chance to Dance, if you want to call it that way, at $5 equal favourite, with Hell of a Street, who's $5 equal favourite. The Bowler at 17, Nozomi at $8.50, First Course at 81, Golden Mane 6.50, The New Boy is a $9.50 chance. Can't remember a race like this where you've got $5 each of two, $5.50 each of two, and then $6.50. Best supported runner here is Chance to Dance. Went up as much as $9 into the quote now of 5. Went up $5.50 actually this morning. Second pick is Burning Front, who went up $4.60 equal favourite, and it's out to $5.50. Third pick now becomes Mahaney, who went up $4.60 equal favourite out to $5.50.
Dean, race 8 for you here.
A lot of speed in this race, Andrew. I think it sets up well for Chance to Dance if he's ready. His last two first up runs, the 1600 metre win first up at Moonee Valley when he beat the United States, and last preparation after, I think, throat surgery, he flashed home over 1400, ran the best 400, 200 of the day in running fourth. Then he ran on a leader's track at Moonee Valley, and then they rode him way too close in the Winter Championship final. I think if they just sit off the speed here, with the weight he's got and the ability he's got, he's just so well placed, I think, number 4. I think 9 Golden Mane's the danger. He's the other one that'll appreciate the good speed. And second up, he won a 1600 metre race at the Valley last preparation. He looks very nicely suited here. The speed runner's Burning Front. He was just fair at Sandown last start. Whether he's now looking for 1600, I'm just not sure. And Mahaney's got to be at the back end of his preparation, but he keeps running very well. But I think 4's the key runner here if he's ready. Any news there, Andrew?
No. He hasn't required me due to the fine weather. So
yes. Cars are very clean at the moment.
Yeah, there's been no contact at all.
Okay. Well, I think Chance to Dance is the one to beat. 4, 9, 3, 2.
I'll just switch them around a little bit. As Dean said, there's plenty of speed in this race. It really should set up for the back markers. And I think number 9, Gold Main's just an each-way special. It had trialled super going into that Sandown run. And they're just too short. They're right on the line. Was just getting charging. It'll be well back here. The speed looks to be on. And I just think it'll get over the top to beat number 4, Chance to Dance, who resumes, got terrific fresh form, can certainly win. They stand out ahead of number 2, Mahaney, who's had a stack of racing but going well. And 3, Burning Front, who just a bit disappointing last time. 9 each way for me from 4, 2 and 3.
Greg Miles likes 4, Chance to Dance to beat 3, 2 and 9. 4, 3, 2 and 9 in race number 8. And the last here, Glenn, at Caulfield at 20 after 5.
That could be you next Tuesday night, Andrew, or more into Wednesday morning, Chance to Dance at the
Magic Millions. It always goes off particularly late.
Like yourself. All right. King's Command here in the last is the $4 favourite. We go to Albertino at $17. Silver Bolt at $12. In Fairness at $5.50. Bradman is a $5 chance. Electric Tribute at $10. Hell on Earth at $13. Hokkaido at $19. Violent Snow is an $8.50 chance. Shockaholic at $9. And Pure Addiction is a scratching. Best supported runner now is the toppy here in King's Command over Bradman. And then third pick is Shockaholic, and we had to refund our special, the Sir Donald Bradman special, with Sir Donald being scratched in Brisbane.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, the last here.
Best of the day, Andrew, number one, King Command. It was a good win first up, not suited by the straight second up, and then just got completely lost the other day. I think from the good barrier, Ben Thompson taking over, will settle a lot closer. It'll probably follow in fairness or maybe one pair further back, and I think it'll just win. Five Bradman out of the same race is the danger. It's racing well, just doesn't win very often. Two Hour Bettino, Scratch from a Wide Gate recently resumes here, and 10 Shockaholic with the blinkers going back on will run on. Keen on one from 5, 2 and 10.
Yeah, I'm in agreement here. I think King's Command, it was just sad to watch last start how far out of position he got, and he ran very well. I think if he holds his spot here, Ben Thompson knows him well, it'd be very hard to beat. Bradman, as Mark said, through the same race, looks the danger. I've put in 10 Shockaholic because I think the key to him is that he's a 1,400-metre horse with the blinkers on, and they've landed on that today. The blinkers go back on and he's back to 1,400 metres and maybe Electric Tribute next best. But, yeah, quite keen on King's Command also. 1, 5, 10, 6.
Greg Miles likes the one as well, King's Command, to beat 4, 5 and 9. 1, 4, 5 and 9. And Dean on Chance to Dance. Lloyd has responded. I said, how forward is the horse? And he's responded, as ready as he will be. We're hoping. Does that help or not help?
Sounds
I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Okay, so they're the words. I can only read what he's text. As ready as he will be, hoping. Righto. Mark, how's your copy? Were you keen about the last? What about anything earlier?
No, I'm going to try and sit on my hands for most of the day, Andrew.
That's going to be an impossibility. Come on.
Yes, I realise that. But race 8, number 9, each way, Golden Main, and race 9, number 1, King's Command, the best for the day.
Okay, 8, 9 each way, and race 9, number 1. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And whatever you did with your phone, it worked a treat. Thanks, mate. He hung up on me. He didn't hear me, Dean.
Clunked you.
He clunked me, which... only
you,
one of...
you give him a little clip on air and he's dirtied up.
Well, I couldn't... There's no other way I could have done it.
No.
But whatever he did, it worked,
worked
a treat.
Worked a treat,
yeah.
Absolutely.
What's your best?
I like, he's short, but I think Planciella win race 7, and I'm going with our horse Chance to Dance probably each way in race 8. Race 8, number 4, each way.
Race 8, number 4, each way, and race 7, number 5. All right, Dean, good luck today. We'll hear you through the day. And I should mention, too, BSB Extra on Monday. Both Ron and Dean will be on in spots to summarise the weekend, and Ron will be clearly looking towards the Magic Million. So that's between 9 and 10 on Monday morning with Sean, BSB Extra, with both Ron and Dean. Thanks a lot, mate. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester looking at Caulfield. Come on, Munns. Leave us with something.
Righto, Jockey's Challenge, Andrew. First of all, at Caulfield, where today we have Dwayne Dunn, a short price favourite in the Jockey's Challenge at $1.75. Ben Allen's at $4.60. Craig Williams at $5.50. Mark Zara's at $11. Any other jockeys at $18. Ben Thompson, Beau Mertens and Damien Lane, all the other riders there are $21 chances. At Warwick Farm, Blake Shin, who we had on earlier this morning, is the $1.70 favourite in the jocks. Over Kieran McAvoy at $4.80. Jay Ford's an $8 chance. James Innes and Huey Bowman both at $12. Timmy Clark and any other jockey at $16. Deanne Pena is an $18 chance. Whilst on the Beaumont track at Newcastle, Mitchell Bell, the favourite there, at $2.10. Andrew Gibbons at $3. Jeff Penzer at $3.40. Massive jump to Kobe Jennings at $21. Chad Lever at $35. Rachel King, another winner in town last night, at $41. Rory Hutchings, $51. And any other jockey, $71. And to round out the day at the Gold Coast, well... because we didn't have him favourite on Wednesday at the Sunny Coast, Jeff Lloyd's bounced back today. He's the $1.33 favourite at the Gold Coast. James Orman, sorry, any other jockey, second pick, $7.50. James Orman's at $8. Brett Navdala representing Victoria at $13. Robbie Fratt at $16. Dylan Dunn at $18. Glenn Collis and Josh Parr representing the mighty New South Wales Blues at $26 up there for the final day of the State of Origin Jockey's Challenge. It's been a good little promotion up there.
It has been, and we'll watch them all today. New South Wales just began with a bang with Michael Rodd, and they haven't looked back at this stage.
He went right in Dubai during the week.
He did, and he copped a suspension too. He was first time there, and he copped one, so he wasn't overly happy.
Yeah, welcome to Dubai, Michael.
He wants to go back, but... not so soon. Thank you, Glenn. We'll see you on the TV right through the day, and we'll see you on the coast during the week.
Yes, Andrew, looking forward to it. A little bit later today, Sky Thoroughbred Central, 11:30, to kick off the preview for Warwick Farm.
Okay, good on you, mate. Glenn Munsey from TAB. In a moment, we'll look at the Gold Coast with Bernadette Cooper.
Sky Sports Radio is committed to bring you the right punting information. Every morning at 10, catch your New South Wales race preview for the day's major meeting. The best form analysts, TAB markets and track reports. Racing HQ from 10 every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
If you love a bet, then WeBet, you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today and a $20,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival.
The RC Oaks hero Brenton Abdullah, New South Wales gun Josh Parr, rising Queensland star James Orman and nine other Origin competitors take it to the wire to decide which state rules supreme in this year's Origin Jockey Series finale. It's anyone's game as the best of the best compete across a great day's racing. The Origin Jockey Series finale.
Only at the Gold Coast this Saturday.
For details, go to youbet.com or see your local form guide.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm today. See tab.com.au for details.
Time starting to really move on, so let's switch to the Gold Coast. They've had showers overnight, about 13 to 14 millimetres in total. It's a soft six right now, and we'll monitor that through the day with a Penno of 4.9. Race one is clear. Race two, take out 2, 3 and 11. The third is clear. Race four, take out number 2. Race five, it's 4, 5, 8. And then the emergency, 16, 18, 19 and 20. Race 6, the scratchings are 5, 8, 18 and 19. Race 7, 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 11 and 17. And race 8, take out 6, 9, 19 and 20. And one rider, race 6, number 17, is Alana Fancourt, claiming 2. Alana Fancourt, race 6, number 17. Bernadette Cooper, good morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning, Ben. Nice to be joining you. Yeah, a little bit up in the air, really, how this track will play there today. I know here I haven't left yet, Brisbane.
Yep.
So it's sort of quite steamy and showers all around us. So whether or not they're going to get those coastal showers and they get a bit more, or if they don't, we all know how fabulously quickly it dries out down there. So,
yeah,
a few question marks.
Yeah, we'll monitor that with Josh Fleming, who's back today too. Let's have a look at the first of the Gold Coast. Gary Moore's horse, Host Win Vintage, number 1, is the fixed odds favourite at $3.60 over Good Luck Malala at $4.40.
Well, I'm in the corner of Gypsy Miss here, who I thought was brilliant chasing down Samex a couple of starts ago. I would have preferred a little bit better barrier. I think she's likely to settle in a midfield position. I think the speed looks reasonable enough, and there's probably a few that she doesn't want to be behind. So I don't know that they would go straight back to last with her. I think Robbie's likely to try and find a spot sort of 6th or 7th thereabouts. I think she's got a nice turn of foot, and she's got a big pull in the weights over this favourite here, the top weight as well. So I'm going her way to see this, to beat the top weight. Obviously, I'm expecting to see a really nice horse. I've just watched, obviously, his replays down there in Sydney, and he looks a big, strong, sort of striking sort of horse. Thought he had every possible to win last time out when he was beaten about half a length. But, you know, he's going to cruise forward and make his own luck here today. 3, Good Luck Malala is... seems to have developed into a much better horse. They've chosen to ride this horse quieter, so a good speed will suit him. And then I went the way of the 12, who is a maiden, a Perilous Love, but back you know, to her home track. And even though she's unplaced there, she has run a few good races. So 12 for 4, 6, 1, 3, 12.
Race two gives us a couple of options here with the Magic Millions, particularly the favourite Hootson number one at $1.25. And Make My Own Luck, number four. Talking with John Zilke during the week, this horse can handle the wet. It's currently at $5.50. They dominate it. Irma winner, number nine, the next best. David Van Dyke gave us a really good push at each way yesterday for Irma winner at $13.210 the place.
Yep, they're in my top four, that's for sure. Obviously, Hootson looks a dominant winner here, barring bad luck, doesn't she? She was just dominant in winning at Doomben last time out. And, yeah, exciting pressing forward towards next week's Magic Millions. This is of course, the line that Le Chef took. This is the race he won, and then he backed up 7 days later. Different horse, I know. He's a big, strong colt, and she's a small, well-built filly. But nonetheless, she was dominant. The time was there. Everything was perfect. She came to the races with a huge rap, actually. Four, Make My Own Luck. Well, she ran a record when she won that race at Toowoomba, and she chased... Champ Elect home last time out. That was a great effort. If anything, the soft track will play into her favour here. Eight, which is Sister Act. She's drawn one and she's got the blinkers going on here today. And Yuma winner for four. So 1, 4, 8, 9.
To race number three over the 2200. Number 10, Spirit Minded. In an open race, the fixed odds favourite at tab 550 over one for Weza. At 7.50, but 10, 1, 4, 5, 13, they're all in a pretty competitive market.
They are. I mean, Spirit Minded had no chance the other day. She drew such bad gait. She went back, sort of had to go back 20 lengths of them, more or less. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. It was a long way. And was punted on the corner, widest runner. Today, she draws one. She's likely to be midfield, snoop it away. Obviously, needs a bit of luck over the last bit, but... I think she's really going to relish these sorts of journeys, and certainly her run behind Rock on Ivy, and Rock on Ivy was beating the lip at her next start as well, is good enough to be winning this. And 54 kilos, I guess, is the enticing part. Fuerza was great, beating Rock on Ivy last time out, but he's got to love that. 61 kilos, and he's drawn barrier 13 to boot. Five citations in there somewhere in the mix, used to carrying big weights, down to 55 and a half here today. Doesn't really support much wet track form, so would need a track to be drying out for him. And then the nine, Jimmy Hoffa, a little bit in the same boat. So obviously, if we stay at a soft six or get even worse, I'd be likely to drop those two out, but 10, 1, 5 and 9.
To race number four, this is an open handicap over the 1800 Leon. Tricont number three is the favourite at 270. Pano Rossa number four at 330. And then we're out to seven Black Jet at $5.
I like Pano Rossa here. For whatever reason, he just ended up too far out of his ground the other day behind Leon Tricont. He was a clear last going into that first corner at the 1350 metre mark. He also had 58 kilos on his back, so dropped to 54 here today, and back to his home track. And he loves a bit of giving the track. So I think he ticks a lot of boxes here today. And his run was good, but it was just too big a task to peg back those that many lengths. Three, Leon Tricot was obviously the winner in that race, and he was three deep. Three deep with cover for most of the race. He's got a good bit of confidence about him now, but, still a little question. At a strong 1800, he has had 37 starts, and this is his first go at it. Threw in the seven, Black Jet was great last time out. Really got his hoof on the till. This guy is ready to win, and the top weight, Sean, 4, 3, 7, 1.
Race five. This is the bench beach plate here over the sprint trip of 900. And, there was a few scratched here simply because they drew wide over the 900. Dylan's Luck, number two, is the $4.40 tab fixed odds favourite for Dylan Dunn. Six, This Is Australia, having its first run for Matt Dunn at $6. And Just Orm, number 10, also at $6. This Is Australia. I spoke with Matt earlier in the morning. He said he was really impressed by the recent trial, and he just thinks he's been trying to keep it simple, and they're just hoping that they can see the best of him today, Bernie.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm keen to have a look at him and chat to Matty when he gets there. Look, I'm tipping Dylan's Luck. I've been in his corner. His last three or four starts, he's probably his own worst enemy, this horse, but there's no doubt about it. He should have won the day he ran sixth to Kutronic, and, of course, Quadronic went to Sydney and won a highway after that. So he went for a run, and there really wasn't a run, but there was no really choice, I guess. But it didn't come off, and he went up the fence and got fed out the back. After that, he raced at Eagle Farm, and he drew 8 of 8 and was 3 and 4 deep the trip, so it was all over. He went for a spell, but resumes with a middle-of-the-ruck draw here. He's 2 from 2 at the Gold Coast. He's won first up. He's a good-looking horse. He's by Easy Rocking. Loves giving the ground. So he literally ticks every box here today, and that's why he's a $4.40 favourite. But that's still a nice price about him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judy Dude from the Gerald Ryan stable, The Danger for My Eye, threw in 17. I Remember You, who has some nice form behind Ringo's a Rockstar, who I think is a good thing today. And then I threw in the 7. Which is winning supreme. Yeah, 2, 1, 7, 8, and 7.
To race number 6, the Narang RSL and Eckstein, they've decided to go here. They don't feel there's a lot of pressure. They feel that the horse would get the right run here, according to Kurt Goldman. $3.30 tab fixed odds. 6 Believe Yourself at $7. Talking with Toby Evans this morning, I think he's got very much an open mind with this horse. Former Singapore one that, I think he's just waiting to see what the horse does today, Bernie. It's second pick.
Yeah, well, she was good at Ballarat first up, and then she was pretty plain, wasn't she, last time out? So I'm probably waiting to see what she does as well. Look, I'm tipping a bit of a rough one here. Daffin out, who's second up from a spell. He did place in a stakes race down there some time ago, but he's just a good old tough war horse. His foot's a nice second up form. He likes the coast, likes to get his toe in. He's drawn a good gate. Brad Parnham's the rider. I think he'll be up near the lead somewhere here today. If he doesn't lead, I think he'll be second, third or fourth or around there. So I'm in his way. I threw the 16 in for second. The 16 being Sad Cat, his first up from a spell, but he's won twice first up. I think he just needed a rest, really, this guy, when he got here. The 14, Xteen, well, I don't know, but, we're in a good, tough, open handicap. I don't know that there will be such a thing as no pressure in this sort of a race, with horses like Architect and Dream Choice and Aldini. There's a whole bunch of them that want to be right there, maybe not leading, but they want to be right there. So I think there will be a bit of pressure, but how do you line up this three-year-old filly? It comes out of a three-year-old stakes race against these open handicappers. It's not easy. And she's still got 54. I mean, if she had 51 or something on her back, you might be a little keener. And I threw the 15 in Royal Occasion. He likes to track 11, 16, 14 and 15.
The 11 in that race is currently at $26 with tab fixed odds, number 11, Daffin Elf. To race 7, this is the, I think, the final race in the, no, the last race is. So this is another race in the Origin series. Ringo's a Rockstar, number 13 for Chris Parnham at $3.60. Groovy Girl, number 16 for Josh Parr at $5.50. Always Sacred at $6.50 for Jeff Lloyd. And Hartford, number 8, is at $10 for James Orman.
Yeah, I'm definitely in Ringo's corner today. I wasn't so much in his corner first up. In fact, Whopper Stevens came and see me and said, "You didn't tip him." I said, "Well, don't you think he's vulnerable today at 1,050? And look, he was just that. He was vulnerable. He still ran a great race. But 1,200, he sits at 1,200. He really gets, get up on the chewy. He's a horse that likes to, sort of a wiry, small little horse, but he's got that big attitude about him, and he really likes to run hard into that steel and feel like he's, controlling that speed and that jockey as well, I think. And he likes to really ping off the, his hind quarter when he's up on the steel, when he straightens up. So I think 1,200 is much more in his favour. The only run he's had at the Gold Coast came behind the Virginian, where he ran second to him. That was at his first start. So he goes well at the track. He loves soft conditions. And Whopper was only too keen to tell me all the, amazing sectionals that he'd been running on the track prior to that first up run. So he's obviously going really well. Through the 19 in for second, which is Always Sacred, who I think just needed the run the other day. So, probably needs a bit of confidence. Love to see him get a nice easy kill and get back on track, I think. The 3, which is Hotel Drive, who is first up from a spell and draws nicely in 2 to get the perfect trail in behind them here. And then I threw in 22, Flojo Snip, who draws a shocking barrier, but she was outstanding from behind Sir Donald last time out. And yeah, it'll just be how much gas she's got left in the tank there, but 13, 19, 3 and 22.
And the last, which wraps up the State of Origin Jockey Series, sponsored here by Sky Racing. Open book running today for Toby Edmonds and Josh Parr at 5.50, Volpino at 6.50 and Forgotten Years at 7.50.
I'm the way of Blackjack Bella here, a bit of a roughie. A mare by Casino Prince, and I think any mare or any horse that can, you know, win three straight from a 65 to a class six is obviously talented. There's been a whole heap of winners to come out of those races that she won. She's probably, you know, a little vulnerable first up 1400, but fresh legs see her, I think, in your first half a dozen here in the run anyway. She does like to lead when she gets up to your sort of 1800s and miles and those sorts of things. But I think fresh, she should have a bit more sharpness to her here today. And she draws the perfect gate to get just that lovely trail in behind them. So I'm 11 to beat 7. This old horse, Forgotten Years, he's really got his hoof on the till here today. And if Ty has any luck from that barrier 14, I think he comes in a few, but he's right in this sort of a race. He's been great since, you know, all four starts back from a very long layoff have been very good. Volpino obviously drops to 53. Everything did fall into place for him last time out. Flip side is he is a really talented horse. He's just still, you know, working out what he's doing in races and when he wants to flick that head and be a bit silly. And then I threw in the 10 open book. That was a real blanket finish, obviously, behind Suspense last time out. But this guy, he didn't shirk that task at all. So 11, 7, 15 and 10.
Righto, 11, 7, 15 and 10 in the last. So what's your best?
Yeah, I like Dylan's Luck in the fifth, number 2, and Ringo's the Rockstar, race 7, number 13.
Okay, so 5-2 and 7-13 for Bernadette Cooper. And you'll be updating with Joss Fleming, who's back today, as I say, from his break, gearing up for the Magic Millions next week. And we can't wait to be there, Bernie. We'll see you Monday, Tuesday. Whenever you arrive, I'll be there waiting for you.
With your party shoes on, Ben.
And the party hat. The big hat's coming to town. You better watch out.
Oh, the big cowboy hat.
Yep, it's coming. It's coming. No,
fantastic.
You watch out. We can't wait to be there for the big Magic Millions week, and good luck today.
See you. Thanks.
See you, mate. Bernadette Cooper joining us there, looking at the Gold Coast. We're going to go straight to Newcastle now, where it's fine and a good four. The rail's out 2.5 metres from the 800 to the 400 and through the remainder. The scratchings, race 1, takeout number 3. Race 2, number 7. The third, the scratching, is number 5. Race 4, takeout number 7. Race 5 at Newcastle, the scratchings are 5 and 8. Race 6, the scratching is number 5. And race 7, 1, 5 and 11 are scratched. One rider there. Race 7, number 12, is Serge Lisney. Serge Lisney, race 7, number 12. Gary Harley, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Nice enough day up here. A couple of small fields, but it'll be a good day at the races, no doubt about that.
Well, the main thing is you missed the rain at Warwick Farm.
Yeah.
So it's a good four. Let's get cracking, mate. The first race, we've got number 5, Single and Free, the shorty here at $1.50 over Magic Dallas at $4.60.
Mate, I can't see a lot of value in tipping Single and Free. I think Magic Dallas at the value's got a good chance. There's only four runners. You can make a case for all of them. Magic Dallas has been racing in stronger fields in town. He only got beat a half a length at Warwick Farm there just before Christmas by Fanfaren, who goes good, one of the Godolphin horses. He's got 59.5, but he drops in class. He's got a good chance in the race. Single and Free's country form's outstanding. One be nearly 7 lengths at Crendi, didn't beat much there. Then he only run 4th at Gosford, but it was 3 deep with no cover. Then one easy at Taree. Scratched at Taree on Thursday to run here. And with 54 on its back, it is going to take a lot of beating. Excited Prince won well the other day. It's a stablemate of Magic Dallas. And Benji Pegasus, former Victorians, had 2 runs in the area. Terrific run first up at Newcastle and no luck at all the other day. That's Cessnock. 1-5-2-4.
Race 2 is the 2-year-old maiden over the 11.50. 3 Chain of Fools, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $1.70. 2 Aunt Liberty at $4 and 5 Frolic at $6.
Well, Chain of Fools was scratched last night at Canterbury to run here, Gay and Adrian Train. So only other one run. That was in the Gym Crack at Randwick back on October 1. Was a $9 chance after a good trial win. Won a trial by a big space at Randwick before that. Got beat about 4 lengths. On the good four, went too keen early and in the middle stages of the race. Outside the leader when they straightened, but just tired a bit now. Has had two solid trials, won a trial very easily at Wyong recently, and does look the winner. 2 aren't Liberty, trial well at Newcastle. Filly of Paul Perry's, owned by Arrowfield and Alan Jones, won the trial narrowly here recently, and I expect that she'll run all right on a home track. 5 Frolic, a first starter of Michael Friedman's, respected on the Rose Hill trial, and 4 Danubian for Chris Lees. 3, 2, 5, 4.
Race number 3, the Hunter Sports Magazine Maiden over the 1300. Naughty Thoughts number 9, the favourite at 290. 4 Cell Sonic at 320. And number 8, David L'Amour with Tab Fixed Odds currently at $5. Gary?
I like Cell Sonic, the second pick there. Jason Coyle's got 3 or 4 very good chances today, and this is one of them. He had outstanding city form for a provincial maiden. If you go back to June when he ran second at Canterbury behind Kent and ran second at Warwick Farm to Lord Macau, only beaten a head or so. First up here the other day, he got back in the field a bit when he was favourite. A real smart one of John Singleton's beat him, Australiana. He ended up running third. I had a talk to Jason the other day. He'd be all the better for the run. He said he's going to go back from that tricky barrier, but he'd be very hard to hold out. Kobe Jennings riding his horses here today. 4 on top. Number 9's got a great hope, Naughty Thoughts. 2 runs in the city. Got beat 2.8 at Camry, 1.9 at Canterbury back in August, September. Set a couple of trials in the Wallace stable. Got a soft draw. Charles Bishop to ride. 10 Walker Streets, another one of Wallace. It runs second, a distant second to Australiana on debut, but she's a lovely bred filly and I expect her to improve. And number 8, best of the others, Diva L'Amour, 4, 9, 10, 8.
To race 4, and on this 7-race card, this is the first leg of the Quaddy, the Class 2 Handicap. Deluxe number 5, the favourite at 260, 3 Sizzling Bullet at 340, and 4 Hanover Square at 460.
I've got the Snowden horse on top, Hanover Square. He's got the inside alley. It's his 5th run back. He's had 3 placings out of his 4 starts back. His last 2 at the Beaumont track, he only just got nailed here recently by Excited Prince. Hit the line really good. Just get back off the speed a bit, and he'll be hard to hold out. He was a bit unlucky the other day. He got a check it early in the straight, and he only got beat a head or a half head. Number 3, Sizzling Bullet, first up today, but a Warwick Farm winner on a heavy track back in August. One of the Waller team. He's had a couple of solid trials. Number 5, Deluxe, the favourite. Went good here the other day when it ran second to Vincent Sada, who's flying at the moment. Good form last time in on the provincials. One of the James Cummings team, and number 1, Colonel Custer. 4, 3, 5, 1.
4, 3, 5, and 1 there. To race number 5, and Anui here is a debuter for Godolphin. It's had the 2 trials. Jeff Penza takes the ride here at 2.30 with Tab Fixed Odds. 10 Princess Posh. Chris Lees told us this morning that was probably his best of the day at 2.70, and 6 Surveys Legacy at $8.50.
I think she's got a great chance, Princess Posh, for the Australian bloodstock. And Chris, she's only had the 1 run, Andrew. That was on the Beaumont track behind High Mr. Gadfly. Like, that was really good form. Got beat for a long neck or a neck that day. Got crowded when it jumped, settled about 3rd. Chased really hard. Had a good trial lately. Just got beat by Paris for me. In the trial, she'd be ready first up for sure, and she was scratched from last night. Number 7, Anui, looked good in the trial at Randwick. She'll be ready to go first up, no doubt about that, from the O'Shea stable. O'Shea and Penza have got a tremendous record on the Beaumont track. 6 Surveys Legacy, racing well for the young Newcastle trainer Jay Hopkins, and number 3, Mirabeau, first starter, 10.763.
The second last is race 6 on the Beaumont track at Newcastle, a benchmark 60. 8 Sam's Oscar is the favourite at the moment, 3.80. Deny All Charges, number 7, at $4, and number 2, Vela Grande, at $5.
Deny All Charges is down really good at the moment. She's trained up at Singleton by Alicia Bennett. Does her track work at Cessnock, or the horse does. He does. Mate, in the highway handicap at Randwick the other day, he runs 2nd. 2.3 behind freestanding. He beat Isles of Tristana home in the race, and prior to that, first up, he got beat 2.5 lengths of the highway at Rose Hill by Isles of Tristana. He's going really good, this horse. I think he'd be very hard to beat, here, number 7. Alison Threadwell to ride. Alison was stood down from a late ride yesterday. She hurt her leg. She come off one after the Wynnum post. So I hope she's all right to ride the horse. It'll be very hard to beat. Number two, Vola Grande. First up today. Shane Maher trains these days. Done a lot of racing in Victoria. He's had two runs in New South. Went good here on the Beaumont track back in July. 1-8 Phil Costa. And number eight, best of the others, Sam's Oscar. He was in at Port Macquarie today. Chris has elected to come here. Mm. Took the blinkers off him. He's a bit disappointed the other day at Cessnock, but obviously someone thinks he'll improve to be favourite. 7218.
And in the last race, race seven, we've got three Philosophy. Another one for Godolphin and Jeff Penzer at $2.10. Over the six Tyrone Miss, Gary, at $4.60.
I like Tyrone Miss. The Snowden's train. Peter, I spoke to Peter at Wyong on Sky. He scratched her there the other day. I think he had another runner of the race, or she had a wide alley. But anyway, she's got a wide alley again today, but he's got a runner. She won a trial well at Warwick Farm recently. She's had two. She's only had three runs, two of them on the Beaumont track. She ran second and third in those two, and she protested unsuccessfully at a last start here on July 23. She'll be wound up ready to go. Mitchell Bell to ride. Just got to overcome that wide alley. Two-weekend affair. Got beat eight lengths by nine's enough first up when it run third here. But I know Jason Cole's expecting it to improve out of sight today. He's got a bit of a rap on this horse. Number three, Philosophy. Andrew, its only run was in November 2014. So it's over 2 years since she run. She's had this time in two trials and gone okay. Gee, it's a long time off, but she is with John O'Shea. And number four, De Villiers. 6, 2, 3, and 4.
What's your best?
Well, getting away from the...
Shorties.
Shorties. I'm going South Sonic, mate. Race 3, number 4 for Jason Coyle.
Righto. Race 3, number 4. The first at 1:39 today, and you'll be on air prior to every race with the latest mail there and the thoughts for this program. Good on you, Gary.
Thank you, Andrew.
Gary Harley previewing the Beaumont meeting at Newcastle today on a good four. A break, and then we'll continue the previews. Racing HQ with Paul Joyce, and he's...